Hello, I'm Brennan Knoyer, and welcome to the Windows Weekly Newscast for Friday, September 29th, 2006. Let's take a look at the stories that made news in the world of Windows this past week. Remember, you can read the full articles for all these stories and more at searchwinit.com. Leading off, Microsoft strayed from its usual patch cycle this Tuesday by releasing a new fix for Internet Explorer. The patch addresses the Vector Market Language, or VML, flaw, which allows attackers to send a specific kind of malicious tag that causes a buffer overflow and arbitrary code to run on targeted machines. The VML flaw exists in all versions of Internet Explorer from 5.0 and up, as well as some versions of Microsoft Outlook. SearchSecurity.com reports that attacks associated with the flaw caused several security organizations to raise their alert statuses late last week. One such company was the Internet Storm Center in Baltimore, which has suggested that the patch be applied as soon as possible. The company notes, however, that at this time the fix is only available on Windows Update for companies running Windows XP. There has still been no announcement as to when a Windows 2000 fix will be made available. The fact that Microsoft released the VML patch out of cycle says a lot about the dangers of the critical flaw. The patch marks only the second time this year the company has released a fix outside of Patch Tuesday. Staying with security, IT managers beware. Attacks on Active Directory can be just as dangerous to a company as those against the server itself. SearchOneIT reports that some of the inadequacies and lack of control over user access are not always addressed in an enterprise, despite the fact that Active Directory acts as the foundation of the Windows security infrastructure. While Microsoft's upcoming release of Windows Vista is expected to make it easier for IT managers to control users' access rights through its user account control feature, it will still be a few months before the operating system hits the streets. In the meantime, IT managers are still faced with the difficult task of maintaining a secure AD, a task made even more complicated given the massive amount of personnel changes constantly taking place within most companies. Such changes put a major emphasis on the proper delegation of administrative rights. Gil Kirkpatrick, Chief Technical Officer at NetPro Computing Incorporated in Phoenix, told SearchOneIT that misuse of user rights account for the greatest risk of malicious attacks on Active Directory. Managers need to be keenly aware of administrative rights and make sure users don't cause trouble within a network by abusing their privileges. One product that can aid in this process is Goldfinger, from Paramount Defensive Incorporated, a company launched by Sanjay Tandon, a former program manager of security on Microsoft's Active Directory team. Goldfinger checks such areas as user identity, to which group the user belongs and on which domain the computer sits, delivering its answers in business parlance. The software is similar to other products from Quest and NetPro, and according to Tandon, can serve as an important tool for monitoring AD. Moving on, there were more betas this week from Microsoft as the company released its second version of System Center Data Protection Manager 2006 on Wednesday. One of Microsoft's real-time backup tools, DPM now covers several Windows Server workloads, including Exchange 2000 and 2003, and SQL Server 2000 and 2005. It's Microsoft's hope that including protection for such systems in a new version of DPM will help encourage companies to adopt the technology, something that the previous version failed to do. Peter Pollack, senior analyst with Directions on Microsoft, a consulting firm in Washington, agrees with this strategy, saying, quote, "To get broad acceptance, it is critical for DPM to not only recover single files, but recover databases or whole systems," end quote. The new beta will also eliminate the need for backup products from third-party sources. Jason Buffington, senior product manager with Microsoft's Windows Enterprise Management division, told SearchOneIT that the company can now do online disk and offline tape within their own product, as opposed to being just a disk-based solution. Buffington added that while Data Protection Manager is best suited for pure Microsoft environments, APIs are available to tie it into backup and recovery solutions from other vendors. In other release news, we're getting ever closer to Vista, as Microsoft released its latest build of the new operating system to its usual testers on September 22nd, as well as the 100,000 participants of its customer preview program. A report out of eWeek states that the goal of the interim build was to provide technical audiences and application developers an opportunity to test against a more current build of Vista. Microsoft was also looking for new user feedback on the operating system's install and upgrade process and new configurations. A Microsoft spokesperson told eWeek that the new build includes, quote, "a number of specific enhancements and changes, including the ability to turn off startup music, general stability and bug fixing, and performance enhancements," end quote. General availability for Windows Vista is still scheduled for January 2007. A new scripting technology has also hit the streets this past week as Microsoft released Windows PowerShell RC2. Codenamed Monad earlier this year, the technology is aimed to give IT managers the ability to simplify changes across a system by automating certain administrative tasks. With PowerShell, managers will be allowed to carry out tasks by writing a command script as opposed to the graphical user interface usually used by Windows. Michael Cody, a software analyst with Redmonk, a Denver-based firm, told SearchOne IT that he feels the new scripting ability will require less work from managers when making changes across a system. Cody added that he thinks PowerShell provides a true command line for Windows, saying, quote, "From the demonstrations I have seen, people will have the ability to do mass configure changes. They'll be able to sit at one console to make configurations across many machines," end quote. Scripting has been available in Unix for many years, but PowerShell represents the first shell script capability for Microsoft. The file technology is expected to be available by year's end and will be included in the upcoming releases of Exchange and System Center Operations Manager 2007. And finally, SearchCIO.com reports that a new survey by Harris Interactive Incorporated in New York says that a large amount of IT execs are insecure about their disaster recovery plans, and the trend seems to be growing. 39% of those polled gave their plans for disaster recovery a grade of C or worse, an increase of 15% from results of a similar survey taken in 2004. This increased lack of confidence does not necessarily mean things are getting worse, however. Of the 57 execs polled, 46% said that while they do not feel totally secure with the state of their disaster recovery plans, they do feel more prepared at this point than they did a year ago. Donna Scott, a vice president and analyst at Gartner Inc., agrees with this mentality, telling SearchCIO, quote, "I would say I'm seeing improvements. I think the amount of companies with suspect plans is shrinking because of Sarbanes-Oxley and other regulations, as well as the huge amount of awareness created by September 11th, Hurricane Katrina, and the blackouts in recent years. There are companies that were struggling to survive during disasters, and that awareness has now reached the CEO and the boardroom," end quote. Scott added that one of the keys to a successful disaster recovery plan is continued testing of a plan that is already in place. "The importance of regular testing was reinforced by Bruce Thomas, a CEO of Kalamazoo Teachers and Employees Credit Union in Louisiana. It's not like you develop the plan and put it on your shelf and forget about it," Thomas told SearchCIO, adding, quote, "If you're not putting your hands on it at least once a week, then you don't have a viable plan. We've seen businesses here when the hurricane hit, they didn't have any plan. They basically just shut their doors and never came back." Well, that's the big news from the world of Windows from the past week. Be sure to check out SearchOneIT.com throughout the week for all the latest Windows news and expert advice. I'm Brennan Kinnoyer. Thanks for listening.